Blog Talk Radio.
You may be seated in this house tonight. Feel like somebody's just willing to trust in Him. Yes. Whatever the situation, you can trust Him. Help me sing it choir. I will trust.
I will trust.
Come on. Come on and bless the Lord in this house. Come on and bless the Lord in this house. Come on and bless the Lord in this house.
Amen. Good evening, my kingdom sisters and my kingdom brother. Amen. Welcome to Women's Feet Now. I am your host tonight. Amen. I'm excited to see what God has for his people on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I'm just grateful just to be on the wake up list this morning. I'm grateful for being here tonight. I'm thankful for being close, even in my right mind right now. And I thank God for the blood that shed one woman in my vein. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, and he's so great, and he's grateful to be praised on tonight. I don't know about you all, but we should always be excited when it comes down to coming to the house of God, coming online, Facebook Live, whatever we do. We should always be excited to see what do God has in store for me on tonight. I don't know about you. As I began to seek God on this week and said, God, what would you have me to give to your people on tonight? Amen. No, we don't belong to no man or woman, but we belong to God. Amen. So we thank God tonight. We do give honor to the Spirit of Christ who the head of my life. Amen. I give honor to our Pastor E, who is the great host of this network. Amen. We thank God he gave the women the opportunity to be able to come forward. So I just kind of, it's a privilege and an honor just to be on the line on tonight. Amen. Let's go into a quick prayer, and then we're going to jump right into the word. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence on tonight, Father God. We ask the Holy Ghost of fire that you will have your way on this line on tonight. Hallelujah. You said, who that have an ear to hear? For the Spirit of the Lord is speaking and saying in 2021 on tonight, oh God. So, God, I come before you humble as I know how tonight. I come before you humble as a little child on tonight. I ask the Holy Ghost of fire that you anoint my lips to clay. Hallelujah. You anoint my eyes that you will speak through me tonight. I'm just a vessel. Hallelujah. One of your disciples has been set aside for you to use me for your glory. Whatever I say on tonight, Father God, you get the glory. You get the honor on tonight. We'll be so extra careful to give you praise, to give you glory, and give you honor on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, as I began to seek God and say, God, what you have for the people? This is my first time speaking in 2021. We had the crossover. But tonight, I began just to seek God and say, God, what you have me to give for your people? Amen. You know, when we seek God with our whole heart, it don't take Lord God a long time to give us our answer. Amen. So tonight, Spirit of the Lord, I say, I want you to talk about how do we increase in the kingdom of God? How do we increase in God? Amen. In the Lord and Jesus. How do we increase? First of all, if we want to increase, we must humble ourselves down upon the mighty hands of God. Amen. The Bible says, those they humble themselves down upon the mighty hands of God, he say in due season, he will exalt you. Amen. Somebody. So we have to be increasing. Come on, somebody. God allowed us to cross over to 2020 to 2021. So that means we should be on increase in a whole different dimension by now. Amen. We should be no longer in levels and places. But if we are, it's okay. Come on, somebody. Long as we strive to get that to a whole new dimension in the kingdom of God. Because the word of God says we go from face to face, from glory to glory. Come on, somebody. The Bible says iron sharper than iron. So how do we increase in God, in the kingdom of God? Come on, somebody. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your husband, your wife, your children, come on somebody, your ministry, it should be increasing. It should be flourishing. Come on somebody, it should be fruitful. Come on somebody, the Bible says sheep go get sheep. So the Bible says the laborers are plentiful, but the harvest are few. So how can we increase in the kingdom of God if we have not increased in God our own? So, oh my God, that's good right there. We have to increase in our own time. Intimate, spend a time with God, praying, fast. Come on, the Bible said these kinds come through much fasting, much prayer. When the last time you fast, when the last time you prayed, let's how you turn your place down. Come on, somebody. He told Nehemiah, stay on the wall, Nehemiah. heal my, woo, that's good. Oh, my God, I feel the power of God right now. The Lord shall increase up, but it's going to cost something. Come on, somebody, count the cost. You want to increase in the kingdom of God? You got to increase in your prayer time, reading your word, meditate, fasting, praying. The Bible says men should always pray. Ooh, ah, my God. So if you want to increase in the kingdom of God, God say, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up for me? Come on. Much is given, much is required. We should be increasing, come on, our daily walk, our husband, our wife, our children, people on our job should see something different in us. Come on, our light should be shining. We should walk in a dark room and the light should shine up, right? I mean, the light in us. We should tell them about that we saved. And tell them about that I'm a man, woman of God. Come on, let your fruit speak for you. In your spirit, in your character, in your contact, in your, and how you act towards people. Come on. The Bible said those who win souls to Christ, you must be wise. When the last time you encouraged somebody? When the last time you built somebody up? When the last time you prayed for your enemies? Ooh, ah, my God. When the last time you tucked the other's cheek? Come on. The Bible said pray for those that despitefully use them. He said pray for them that lie on you, blaspheme you, curse you. He said pray for them. He said, feed them with a long kind of spoon. Come on. That's how you're going to know that you have increased in the kingdom of God when you know people don't talk about you, they don't lie on you, and you're going to still say, I'm going to pray for them. That's good right there. See, that's how we increase in the kingdom of God. Stay humble. Humble yourself about the mighty hands of God. He said, in due season, I will exalt you. Ooh, ah, my God. Don't let nobody pat you on the back. You did a good job, sister or brother. You better say, hold on. I thank you, but God, get the glory. Because there might be them same ones go stamp. That's why the Bible says, know them that labor among you and me and the God. You better know people by their fruit. Come on. By their spirit. By how they lifestyle. And the number one, their character. I don't care how anointed, how powerful you are, if your character is Jacob, you might as well just say that somewhere. And then, come on, oh my God, the greatest is love, charity. Can you walk in love? Can you forgive those that lie on you? Come on, can you forgive those that you know are talking about you? You walk in the room and you say, good evening, bless you. They look at you like they're crazy. Really? If a hole in the phone, they'll go to that home because they want to expect it for see you and me show up. Woo! That's good right there. But when God get an increase, come on, when God elevate them, he said, can't no man or woman bring you down. That's why it's so important that we allow God to increase us in the word of God. I really increase in the word of God. I really increase in love that it have all these gifts. Come on. Prophesying and doing all of this, but I can't walk in love. I can't forgive my ex. I can't forgive my sister, my brother, my cousin. I can't forgive my future son-in-law, my future daughter. Come, I'm walking in hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, selfishness. Come on. You don't work like that. God is not going to increase you and me until you lay all this malice to the side. He said, let the seed go into the ground and die. It cannot perform nothing. Tonight, we need to die. Come on, somebody. In 2021, we have said, I'm dying to the way I think. I'm dying to the way I think. I will take correction from my sister, my brother. I will take correction from my leader. I will take correction from my children, my grandkids. If they can tell us something, the Bible says, spies not small beginning. Come on, somebody. If our children come to us, listen to them. Hear the whole conclusion out. Ah! Ooh, that's good tonight, y'all. I just feel the power of God. Shall increase more and more and more. But in order to increase in the word of God, says St. John 3:33, he must increase, but I must decrease. How can I increase if I'm not going to stay humble? How can I increase if I'm not walking in a spirit of humility? I'm not walking in love. Perfect love. Cast that out of fear. Come on, somebody. You want to increase in 2021? some things he requires of you and me. Come on, lay aside all that matter. Lay aside all that hatred, that jealous, that backbiter, tailbiter, busybiter, and everybody else on Father James talking about that tongue. That red thing in our mouth is dangerous. Oh, my God, Isaiah. Oh, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Sunday. I'm telling people tonight, you want to increase in the kingdom of God? Stay humble. Humble is the way. Humble yourself by the mighty hands of God. And say, don't worry about the tower. Just call me Lisa. I'm okay with Lisa because I know who I am in the kingdom. I know who I am in God. I know I am his daughter. I know I am his friend. So it don't never matter about you, whoever. You ain't going to never honor me, baby. Come on, son. I got somebody that honor me 24/7. Because you know why? I honor him. I reference him every morning. If I get out my bed, what I say? Good morning. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to sleep. Come on. And then I walk around in my house, everything in place as I left it. I said, God, I thank you for covering, shielding, and protecting us. So if you want to increase in the kingdom of God, 2021, it's going to cost you something. Capital cost. What you willing to sacrifice, what you willing to let go, what you willing to give up, crucify the flesh. The Bible said no good thing shall the will in our flesh. He said, God said his flesh, he can't stand it. Flesh, flesh, flesh. Want to be seen, want to be heard. No, humble yourself down by the mighty hands of God. The Bible said we for the esteem other higher than ourselves. But some of us of the night, we ain't going to do that, though. Because we so afraid if we get somebody else, humble them. I tell them, oh, sister, I'm so proud of you. I see you growing. I see increase. I see you flourish. I see the fruit. I see the spirit of God. Sister, brother, I see God all in you. See, you know what that means? Increase. What you've been praying and seeking, God said, now I'm going to up and reward you. So guess what? They're going to see our fruits. They're going to know us by the spirit, how we conduct ourselves, how we carry ourselves, what we say in our mouth. The Bible says, slow to speak and swift to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you and me. Humble before the mighty hands of God. The word of God says, in due season, if we humble ourselves, he will increase you and me, and he will elevate you and me. We should be increasing in our growth. Are you growth? Are you growing in our spiritual walk in the kingdom of God? And we should always have room for increase. Have anybody see anything on you different from 2020 to 21? Come on, somebody. Has anybody seen anything on us different than last year? Oh, my God. There should be a difference. Because you know what? You might say, why'd you say it, woman of God? Because God allowed you and me to cross over. Think about this. He couldn't have allowed us to cross over because we know we got enemies. We know we got haters. We know we got a whole lot of people. Come on, let's be real. Can we be paranoid, man? We got a whole lot of witches and warlocks, Jezebel, that already they're a pit for us. They are playing our fraud. Come on. They don't plot. They don't everything snap trails before us. But look at Holy Ghost say, no weapon formed against you and me shall not prosper. Every time but against you and me, the Holy Ghost said, I'll condemn. So what you're saying, he said, you ain't got to fight this battle. The battle belongs to God. Well, you know, let me tell you, how you know you have increased in the kingdom of God? Well, you can close your mouth. When they're talking about you, lying on you, Facebook, message, Twitter, Instagram, social media, and guess what? You ain't got to say a word. The Bible said, pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for your enemies. When you pray for your enemies, you know, oh, God, I know I don't increase. God, I know you changed me. You telling me to pray for her? He said, yeah, pray for her. Remember, it's not her. It's not him. There's a spirit that operates through the person. So we should be praying, God, save their soul. God, change their heart. God, save. God, deliver them. Change their mind. Instead of us trying to get evil, the Bible says, don't give an eye for eye, tooth for tooth, don't fight, stand yourself still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Woo, that's good, y'all. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word. Then I'm going to come back done give y'all seven laws how you going to increase tonight. I don't know about you all. Y'all should be ready to increase. Come on. The word comes to bring a change. The word comes to bring deliverance. The word comes to bring healing. The word comes to elevate us. But he said, do you want to be changed? Now, I'll tell you something. We all have a will. Amen. We all have to want to be changed. So we should be praying, God, help so-and-so change their heart towards you. See, God ain't going to override nobody's will. So we can pray for them, but God says, do they want to be changed? Do they want to be delivered? Do they want to be healed? Some people just ain't going to do right. Come on. So what we do, he says, feed them. Out of long hand of spoons, love them and keep it moving. Come on, somebody. Come on. It ain't the will of God for us to keep going through saying that stuff over and over again. If that's not the will of God, come on, somebody. While you going through, tell me, I know God going to deliver him, deliver him. At the same time, you might be getting ready to have a setup, and the internet might going to take you out of here. When God says, get out, leave him, leave her, go, run for your life, quickly, get out. What we say, oh, I just believe God, God's going to heal it. But God said, I can heal and deliver it when you get out of the way. Some of us tonight holding up our loved ones, our husband or wife, for being delivered because we in the way of God. You are not God. Come on, somebody. God don't need your help, my help. How you going to get increase from God when you walk in a disobedient spirit? It don't work like that, baby. You want to be increased in the kingdom of God? You got to be totally obedient and sensitive to the voice of God. And God said, go left, go left. Go right, go right. You got to follow the instruction. How you going to get increased in the kingdom of God when you not even listen? You listening, but you're not being obedient. You listening, but you're not hugging. You listen, but you're not following his instruction. Amen. Let's go to the word. Psalms 115. Verse 13, 14, and 15. Psalms 115, verse 13, 14, and 15. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. He will bless them that fear the Lord. Fear is reverence, respect, and honor. I have to fear God. God told me he's going to increase me, but I got to do this. So he ain't going to bless you until you do what he told you to do. See, some of us want to get all the blessings. Come on, somebody. But we don't want to humble ourselves down. We don't want to pray. We don't want to fast. We don't want to seek God. You see it right here? He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. He will bless us. He's ready to bless us in 2021. But it is a requirement. He's going to require it. Amen. Verse 14 say, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Let me tell you something. Nothing comes from the head on down. If God increase our husband, the wife increase, children increase, then your family. He's saying right here, the Lord shall increase you more and more and more, but it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something to get this increase. I'm telling you right now, you want to get increase, you got to decrease yourself. Humble yourself down about the mighty hands of God. Let God call you Terry, come on, somebody. Let God call you Carolyn. Let God call you Virginia. Let him call you by your first name. That's when he's going to put up through a prayer and see, are you ready to be increased? Because you ill, guess what? When your mama had you, you weren't no evangelist. You weren't no prophet. You weren't no apostle. She called it when he had up. What's your name? That person's first name. Terry, Lisa, Arthur. Come on, Mary. See, that's how we get increase for you. Humble ourselves down. Forget about the problem. Come on, somebody. I don't care about the problem. Are you walking in love? Are you got charity? Come on. We all should be walking in the fruits of the Spirit, kingdom-minded peoples on tonight. Amen. Verse 15 says, ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. Ye are blessed of the Lord already.
he's saying, I already done bless you. So everything that we got, guess what? It's in the kingdom of God. Only thing God's saying, how desperate are you want your blessing? God say, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? Much is given, much is required. We require God to do all these things for us, but then God say, what are you willing to let go? We can ask for all these things, but God say, I'm requiring more of you. We will increase in the kingdom of God, but then God still is requiring something from us. We got to humble ourselves down. We got to learn how to have more patience. And I'm the first one saying, oh, yeah, me, I need to have more patience. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't got there yet. But I'm asking God, every day, Lord, help me. See, I can take correction. See, when you have arrived in the kingdom of God, when you can take correction, when you can admit, yes, I was wrong. Yes, I shouldn't have said it. Yes, I shouldn't have did it. Yes, I was wrong by agreeing with him or her instead of by praying, seeking God. See, when you know you can admit something, if you admit it, you can quit it. But you got to admit it first. Come on, somebody. Tonight, I'm about, but I'm ready to increase in the kingdom of God. I'm ready to increase in reading my word, fasting, praying, seeking the face of God. Amen. When God tell me to fast, I automatically do it. Come on, somebody. I fast 3 or 4 o'clock without having nothing to drink, nothing to eat, because I'm desperate. I'm desperation to get into a new place in the kingdom of God. God allowed me to cross over to 2021. So now I'm saying, God, I'm desperate. God, I'm ready, God, to get whatever you want me to be. Amen. Tonight, we got to change our mindset. Come on. We've got to change the way we're thinking. We got to change the way everything about us. It has to be a change. There has to be a change. And the reason why you say that, because God allowed you and me to cross over into 2021. So you should not have that same mindset, the same thinking. You should be acting the same way, talking the same way, walking the same way, living the same way. Because when it will change on you, he just said in Psalms about fear. We should be fear and reverence God, that we should be afraid if we say the thing, we do the thing. What if God snatch my life? What if God snatch my husband, my wife, my children, because I'm disobedient? Come on, somebody. See, you can call fear to happen to your loved one because you walk in a disobedient spirit. Disobedient spirit is a spirit of a witchcraft. That's the word. So we don't need to be walking disobedient. We need to be walking in obedience. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Deuteronomy 1:11. 1:11 say, hallelujah. Thank you for this word tonight. The Lord God of your father make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are and bless you as he has promised you. Oh, my God. We read it one more time. Deuteronomy 1:11. The Lord God of your father, your father. So you can call God my father. Oh, my Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai, my provider, the God of increase, God of more than enough, God of favor. It's so much that you can put him yourself and say, hallelujah, thank you. It's the Lord God of your father make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are and bless you as he has promised. Everything God has promised you and me, we're going to get it. But the thing about it, are we willing to stay humble until God give us what he promised? See, if God requires something for we to do, we want to get all everything God has for us. But have we ever stopped for a moment and say, God, I know I've been asking you for a whole lot of things, but God, are you requiring anything from me so I can get what I have petitioned before you? Have we with a thought for one moment? And have we with a thought, and we have anybody tonight ever thought about this? I've been praying and seeking God for so many things. And I've just been telling God, you know, so many things. But have we stopped for one minute and said, God, I've been asking you for all these things. But now I'm coming to you, God, and I'm saying, God, what are you requiring of me to do for you so I can increase in my walk with you? We should be number one to increase is with God, with the word of God, with fasting, praying. Ain't it about increasing finances? Come on. That's the number one thing we think about, black people, money. But what about increasing in our growth? Increasing and growing, increasing and rising, increasing and spreading the gospel. What about increasing in all of that? Think about that. I drop a nugget right there. Cause I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just praying. Oh, God, this. And I don't never stop and say, okay, God, I'm through talking to you. Now I'm going to lay in your presence and see, do you want to tell me anything? Anything that I need to do? Anything I need to change? Ooh. Now, I'm telling you something right now. When we ask God that question right there, you better be ready, because God finna flip the switch. He's finna cut the light on. Come on, put the mirror right in front of you and say, are you ready for me to tell you about yourself, selfish, unrighteous, nasty spirit? Come on. Oh, then he's going to go down the line. Then you'll be like, ooh, oh, God, I shouldn't. And he's too late. You said, God, anything I need to do, I need to change for me to increase in you. And he says, that's a good question. So what he's saying is, I've been waiting on you to come to me for a long time. Ask me that. So now are you ready? Are you ready for me to tell you about you? Not nobody else. See, that's good when God can script us. Ooh, when he script us all the way down, tell us about ourselves. And all we can say, God, I thank you. Sometimes we think we got together. People say, God, we ain't got together. Sometimes we can be towed up from the flow up. Can I be real? Let's be prayer morning. Some of us know we got issues. But are you going to stop? Allow God to bring deliverance to you? Are you going to keep walking in error, keep walking in that spirit, and God say, there's no way I'm going to increase you. If I increase you with the way you're walking now, he said, you'll destroy some people. He said, I'm telling you now, humble yourself down. But the mighty is of God. If you humble yourself down, I increase you. But some of us still walking, doing our own little thing. Can we be real? Like MC Hammer say, oh, you can't touch this. God said, anytime I get rid, I can touch it. I can destroy it. Come on. He said, you must know who I am. So be careful when you say, oh, I'm like MC Hammer. Woo, you can't touch this. Oh, really? Okay. Go ahead and keep thinking that now. See, the God that we serve, we better be very, very careful. Spirit God, you're not like. He had a proudful, haughty spirit. Can't nobody tell you nothing. But you got it all together. You got a little degree. You got a little deep revelation. You got your little doctor degree. And can't nobody touch you. Come on, somebody. But listen, baby, stay humble. Humble yourself down by the mighty hands of God. I'm almost done with one more scripture. Then I'm going to give you the seven laws about how we can increase. Amen. Isaiah 9 and 7. Of the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it with justice from henceforth, even forever. The seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this burning desire. We just got to stay humble, walk in a spirit of humility. Amen. 2021, we should be walking in a spirit of humility. We should be humbling ourselves among the mighty hands of God. Listen to the voice of God very closely. Come on. He said he's speaking, but who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and me tonight? Are we listening? My God. If we listen to the voice of God, we should not be walking in error. Come on, somebody. We should not continue to make the same mistake. Come on. There should be a change over on us. Why? Because God allowed you and me to cross over in 2021. Come on. So we made it over 2021. So now, what are we going to do now? My God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me give y'all these seven laws. Are y'all ready? The seven laws to increase in the kingdom of God. Number one, God's plan to multiply you and me and to bring increase into our lives and the law. Number two, sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Are you sowing good seed? Are you sowing good fruit? Are you sowing good production? Are you sowing righteousness? Oh, think about that. Sowing and reaping. The Bible says, whatever man sows, so shall he also reap. We should be reaping good fruit, good harvest, reaping the labor. Come on, reaping the pain, reaping how we bear. Come on, somebody. We should be reaping how we don't labor, we don't pray, we don't fast, we don't see God, we don't cry, we sacrifice, reaping nothing but increase coming from God on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Number three, the law of time of being up and down. Come on, we all got to be real. Sometimes we don't been up and we don't been down. We've been a little discouraged. We've been a little uncouraged. Come on, we got to be real. You can't say, oh, I'm always up, honey. Oh, nothing bother. Be careful. Up and down, which we should never be down, but it does happen sometimes. It's not supposed to, but it can happen sometimes. We all get a little discouraged. You got to be real. Come on. We all get a little impatient. Got to be real. Come on, somebody. We all feel like if God ain't moving, we want him to move, we start getting a little down in our spirit. Can we be real and don't be paranoid? Let's tell it just like it is. Number four, the law of discipline. Oh, my God. The law of discipline. Now, we know we married women, married men on the line tonight. Sometimes we don't want our husband to discipline us, tell us what to do, tell us nothing. Can we be real? Now, if you can't take discipline in your own house, how can you come to the house of God and you take discipline from your pastor? You out of order. It begins at home first. Discipline, it should begin at your own house. Your husband correcting you, and you know he telling you the truth, you need to humble yourself down and say, baby, you're right. I apologize. Same thing with the wife. If the wife is correcting the husband in love, husband, humble yourself down by the mighty hands of God. We know you the head of the family, but humble yourself down and say, wife, baby, sweetheart, you right. I apologize to you. It's just that simple. And then keep it moving. We should all love to be disciplined, but we all, some of us ain't going to take no discipline from nobody. We might want to be real. The bishop, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, the missionary, mother boy, we just ain't going to take no discipline. Because we walking a disobedient spirit, you still head, you hard head, and you a bull. I'll go on fuck against truth. Which one you tonight? Are you a sheep? Are you a goat? Are you a lamb? Woo, that's good right there. Number five, the law of being used by God. The law of being used by God. Still stay humble. God use you mighty to encourage somebody, to prophesy somebody, to minister, preach, whatever he use you for, stay humble. Amen. Number six. It says the law of wisdom. Woo! Wisdom cries at the gate saying, don't go in, don't enter. Wisdom cries, say, pray, seek, fast, turn your plate, don't go there. All wisdom is telling us this stuff right here. What we doing? Read, listen. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge, correction. God give us wisdom that we can obey and follow his instruction. Woo! Can I read that one more time, Papa E? Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge, correction. God give us wisdom that we can obey and follow good right there. That's real good. When the last time have you took correction from whoever is, whoever corrected you, correction you, was you able to give it? Are you able to receive it? Or you just say, I ain't take you this. I ain't hearing this. You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mama. You ain't my daddy. And you ain't nothing. See, you out of order right there. Mental is the ability to apply knowledge. Knowledge, learning, listen. Stop being stiff-necked, hard-headed. Stop being a billy goat, bucking against the word or truth. Don't want to take correction. Nobody can't tell me that. Oh, yes, they can. Somebody will tell you something. It might be that white man downtown, but guess what? Somebody's going to get your attention. I'm ready for God to tell me and save my life for me to go out there and make a fool out of myself. See, wisdom will tell us don't do it. Wisdom will say, be quiet. Don't say nothing. Wisdom will say, pray. Don't answer your phone. Don't answer your door. Don't go on Facebook. Don't go on Twitter. Don't go on Instagram. See, wisdom, it cries at the gate, crying out, trying to get somebody's attention. We all need more wisdom tonight. Amen. That we can obey and follow his instructions. Can we all say tonight, I have really followed God's instructions? I can be the first one to say, no, I didn't follow all of them. I'm just being real. I'm telling myself tonight, I didn't follow the instructions. I had to go back and say, God, you know what? I repent now. Because you told me don't do this. You told me don't say it. You told me do so-and-so. I didn't do it. And let me tell you something right now. If we don't apply this word tonight, Trump, even if you're in 2021, you will still miss your season. Come on, somebody. You'll miss your season because you're not applying principles. You don't want to be obedient. You don't want to follow instructions. You want to do what God's saying. Let me tell you something. Tonight, we all better quicker repent now because the kingdom of God is at hand. God said, it ain't no time to play right now. Come on. We know we still in 2021. Today is January the 21st. Come on, somebody. 21st, 2021. I'm telling you, you better follow the instructions, what God's telling you to do. Stop being hard-headed. Stop being disobedient. Stop doing what you want to do. It ain't about you anyway. If you want to get increased in the kingdom of God, change your natural way. Change the way you're thinking and you're talking. Change everything. Come on, somebody. If your husband get acting up, start praying for him. You ain't got to do something to him. Go in the room. Get on your face. Start praying for your husband. Start speaking to that spirit in him. Command it. Get up out of him. You got power and authority all over any spirit trying to rise up in your home, on your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your church, your ministry. God has given you power and authority. Use your power and authority. Keep the devil out your house. He got to go now. You can't come up in this house right here. This house is holy. Come on, somebody. Learn how to follow instruction. You don't know what to do? Stand still. Seek God. Wait on God to give you your answer before you move forward. Come on. Some of us moving too fast. Come on. 2021, don't you miss your season. Don't miss nothing in this moment what God has prepared for us. We're going to miss it because you connected to the wrong people. Come on, somebody. The Bible says your conversation for the anything for the body of Christ. Build it up. Your most holy faith on the word of God. Hallelujah. The last one, number 7. The law of faith. Ooh. Now, you know that now. We could talk about faith all night long. The law of faith. First, there are some things that faith requires. Well, for what you're saying, woman of God, faith requires activation. Faith requires moving. Faith requires doing what God told you to do. Come on. How can you hear without a preacher? Faith is moving. Faith is active. Faith is making a stand. Faith is sacrifice. Faith stepping up. Believing God. Taking God and his word. The law of faith are some things that faith requires. The law of increase gives us the guidance. We need to learn how to apply the promise of increase of every day God to our lives. We need God, the promises of God. Your promise are nay, yea, and amen. Faith. Don't tell me you got faith if you're walking in fear. You can't have faith when there's fear all around you. It don't work like that. Come on. If God told you to go to Washington, D.C., go to San Diego, California, go to where he told you to go, all you got to do is start preparing yourself, seeking God, praying, and say, God, where you want me to go? Where you releasing me to go? And start preparing yourself. Don't question it. Don't worry about it. I ain't got the money. I ain't got no suitcase. All thank God for get up. Activate your faith. If God spoke it, he already made the way. He already made provision for us. But we got to walk in total obedience. In my closing, people of God on tonight, please pray for wisdom. God, I need more wisdom, God. I need more wisdom, God. I realize in 2020, I made a whole lot of bad choices. I made a whole lot of bad decisions. I made stupid decisions. I made crazy decisions. But God, I'm asking you, give me wisdom in 2021, God. God, I would not make the same mistake. And how you know you won't? Because you got to change your mindset. You got to go back and say, oh, God, if I would have had wisdom, I would never be the same. So God say, okay, that's good. But what did you learn from that? Come on. We go through trials, tests, but God say, I'm taking you through this because you didn't seek me. You didn't pray. You didn't fast. You was not obedient. You were disobedient. When I told you to stop this, you didn't do it. Now you got to pay the price. But what about we serve a God a many chances? Tonight in my closing, kingdom women, men, children of God, are you ready to increase in the kingdom of God? Are you ready to advance in the kingdom of God? Are you ready for God to give you a promotion? Are you ready for God to promote you in the kingdom of God? You're going to only get increased. All of this is when you increase in your word, when you increase praying, when you increase fasting, when you increase meditate, when you increase doing what God told you to do. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Come on, somebody. You got to be willing and you got to be obedient. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't be willing but not obedient. Come on. He said, if you want it, how desperate are you ready to give up something? Oh, my God. See, so tonight, something we don't want to give up. We ain't ready to let it go. That's why you ain't increased. That's why you have not advanced in the kingdom of God, because you're still walking in a disobedient spirit. Come on. He said, come up from among them and be you. He said, what do dark and light have together? Dark and light have no fellowship. Come on. Tonight, you want to increase? You want to advance? You want to get a promotion? You want to elevate? Humble yourself down. Walk in total obedience unto God. Fast more. Pray more. Read your word more. I fast sometimes two or three times a week. When I fast all the day long without eating or drinking anything to 3 or 4 times because I'm desperate to get my increase in the kingdom of God. I want to be advanced, but I'm going to stay humble. Come on, somebody. When somebody called me and asked me, how you got increased? I see the glory of the Lord upon you. I'm going to tell them, baby, it was a sacrifice. I had to give up a whole lot of things. Come on, somebody. I had to cut the people loose. I had to make my circle small. Oh, I had to disconnect myself for some people. Ooh. You're hanging on everybody tonight. If you know that tree is not bearing fruit, why are you still hanging around? Oh, my God. God say one plant, one water, he get the increase. Come on. So check yourself to who you hanging around and so you see in your fruits on that tree. Come on, our fruits on the tree, it should be so heavy, the limb is about to all fall now. It should be fruit covering the ground, fruitful and multiply. Tonight, I pray this word has blessed someone tonight. If not, it blessed me first. And also said, baby, it blessed my socks on. It blessed my soul tonight. I thank God tonight for this word to increase. I don't know about you all, but I'm ready to increase. I'm ready to advance. I'm ready to go higher and higher and higher, and I want you all come up with me. But are you willing to sacrifice with me? Are you willing to pray with me? Are you willing to fast with me? Come on. Are you willing to walk through the long suffering? Are you willing to give up some? Are you ready to crucify your flesh? Much is given, much is required. At this time, I'm going to turn it back in the hand of my brother, Pastor L.A. Hamilton. In the name of God.
Amen, 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 amen. Accountability is everything. And what a word of fire tonight. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You
went there, and this is what we were wanting to receive. And I'm excited. That we on the other side. When you said we have already crossed over, yes, we have.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about the word we do over in the crossover about accountability and exceeding them better than we ever have before. Come on, if somebody else out there want to get into the conversation tonight, we are on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa Harris, the woman of God that lit the fire. If you want to comment tonight, come on, give her a shout out, give her a holler. Minister Terry, come on.
Praise God. Good evening, Prophetess Lisa, Pastor, and all the listeners. Awesome.
Hey.
Awesome word, my sister. Hey, on fire. I heard her say that, pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. I tell you, that was some teaching that went forth last night. Pray for wisdom. Wisdom and God. You said he will give the increase, but we must decrease.
That's it,
I love what you say. Everybody think increase come in your pocket. You better get increase. Let God increase you in his word. Oh, yeah.
What you say?
Glory to God. Good teaching, my sister.
That's awesome teaching.
I touch and agree with Pastor E. You lit that fire on there. We have crossed over into newness in us. So praise God. I love you, my sister. God bless you, too.
Amen. Pastor Anthony Luckett, come on in. We on Women Speak Now.
Amen. Praise God. Such a word tonight from Prophetess Harris. You know, you taught us on tonight, especially you taught me, and you're on fire tonight. And then, you know, just when you went into those, the seven laws of increase, I got two postcards here. Well, I wrote notes on them, and these seven laws of increase, it goes right along with what, our theme this year for our church is expect greater. So I want to take these and teach them to our church. Amen. I was really blessed on tonight because, you know, at first, you know, you basically gave us, you know, Christianity 101, staying humble, loving people, and then you broke into your teaching and you just took us to another level, in your teaching on tonight. And one thing I wrote down, and then I'll get out the way, you said, how can we increase in the kingdom if we have not increased in God?
Man, come on now.
So, you know, I better start right there because I'm ready to shout. I'm excited. I thank God for you on tonight, sister. You were in the book. I just felt the spirit, you know, it was hitting you and it was hitting all of us. And I thank God for you on tonight.
Man, thank you, my brother.
Yes, yes, yes. What a word. And it's about being in the right position.
Yes.
What a glory to God. Come on, somebody else. Prophetess. Well, no, I'm not going to call her out. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Come on in. I'm unmuting your line. God bless you this evening.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, good evening. Good evening, everyone who's on the line. Good evening, man of God. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Good evening, Minister Terry. And good evening, Prophetess Lisa.
Bless you.
Bless you. I would love to give you a shout out, my sister.
Thank you.
You have touched so many, points. You have brought out so many good points on increasing. and you didn't make this increase seems all about money. You saying
yes.
about the kingdom of God. You talked
yes,
about
yes,
the kingdom
yes.
of God. If we want to increase in the kingdom of God, we need to humble ourselves.
That's it right there. That's it. Come on.
We
come
need
on.
To humble
That's...
ourselves. The main thing is humbling ourselves. And a lot of us don't know
yes,
how to be
yes.
humble. We say we are, but we lying. We not being
yes,
humble.
Yes.
In order to increase in the kingdom of God, oh,
yes.
Jesus, we need to humble ourselves. We,
Thank you, Father.
We humble ourselves. God will exalt us in due time.
Yes, he will.
He will exalt us in due time. And something else you said. Sometimes we up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we down. And yes, we are.
Yes.
We are up today
yes.
and we are
yes.
down tomorrow. We up tonight and we down tomorrow. And sometimes
Come
we
on.
Almost level to the ground. But I'm not level to the ground. I'm always up. I'm always looking up. I go to Psalms 121 and said I would lift up
mm-hmm.
my eyes unto the hills. I always try to look up.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm on these lines tonight, but I've been going through some
mm-hmm.
things, and I'm not going to give the devil no credit. I'm not even
don't
glorifying
you.
The devil tonight. I don't glorify
yeah.
Satan.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not glorifying him tonight, but he's trying to destroy my house last Friday night with
mm-hmm.
a flood that came from my bedroom to the patio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still praising my God.
Yeah.
I am so humble.
Thank you,
I am so humble. I am so meek. And I love God, and I love what you done said tonight. You brought nothing
Thank
but some meat tonight, my sister.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And
Amen.
I
want to
tell
Amen.
You, keep doing
Ain't
what
God
you're
good.
Doing.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Is so good. Oh, thank
yes,
you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise him, and he's going to continue to move.
Right
and look, yeah, look
yes.
at that fire she lit. I told you, prophecy, you got the gold
yes.
here. Light that fire and watch
she
it just ignite.
It.
Amen. Come on,
she
anybody else out
fire.
There want to get into the conversation?
Thank you.
Dial one right now. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. We got about 2 minutes left before the
yes.
end of this broadcast, and we would love to hear from anyone out there. It might be that one person out there that don't even you're not even sure why you're here, but you heard a good word tonight. You want to know more? Dial one. We want to pray with you. We want to get you your starter kit. You're no different than us. You're just now getting it. We were there once before, and God is no respecter of person. Come on, dial one, and let's bless the Lord in everything. Amen. Well, prophetess, you have done well. As always, we are excited to continue to support and pray for you in the areas of what God is doing in your ministry. Please share anything that needs attention, that you need the crew to be in the gap, standing, praying, and being there for you in whatever you guys have going on.
Amen. I just want to say I thank you all, everyone, darling, tonight, even one that don't even want to say anything. Tomorrow night, we back on the line to tomorrow night when Pastor Eddie Vice out of San Diego, California. Amen. He'll be doing my conference line tomorrow night at 8 p.m. If anyone likes to dial in, please feel free. The number is 605-472-5464, and the code is 629925. I will post it on Facebook on tomorrow evening before 7 p.m. But I just want to thank everybody tonight that did take time and call and dial in tonight. Like I said, because we need each other. What you may happen for me, God will make happen for us. Amen. So we need each other for support. I thank everyone on tonight. And that's all I have to say, Pastor E. You want me to close the item in prayer, or you want to close the item in prayer?
I got it. We can release this prayer on this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless everybody under the sound of our voices of agreement. We thank you that you're not here to hear from us or to learn from us. You're here to experience from us what God is doing
mm-hmm.
in our lives that can be now transferred to you by our testimony and our confession of the word of God that is unchangeable. It is unfallible. It is uncorrectable. It is perfect in everything. So we pray in agreement. So Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name that is above every name, the mighty name that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, Jesus, we pray in agreement today that everything that is said has uplifted your glory. Everything that we have learned will now encourage us to do better for your glory. And when we come together in agreement, that you will be magnified, glorified, and lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. So continue to use us as vessels to get them to you. Continue to use us as gateways that people know more about you. Continue to use us as covenant partners to now agree that you get the glory, you get the praise, and you get the honor. So we thank you, Lord, that we can just be accountable to ourselves tonight, that we will not leave this place the same, but we are, and we decree and declare, change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our minds. And in the mighty name of Jesus, let the church say,
Amen.
Amen. Now, somebody tonight need to know, you need to listen to the words of this song. This is Anointed, because I just start scrolling, and God said, play this one. Someone out there is on the edge. You don't know how to get it, how it's going to come. This word is going to encourage you in this last song that you need to take it by force. Don't get me to DJ.